This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So we got to go through this. Yeah. And here's what happens here, Linnell, typically, if I may. Article gets written in our society.
Yeah.
Link gets tweeted out. There's a lead or there's a story. Now, what is a lead? What is a headline? It is something that is trying to get you to read the story.
Yes.
Okay. So what often happens is the lead or the headline says something. People don't read the story and they respond to that.
Yes.
Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports now? Ken Rosenthal is? I actually should probably know that before I start talking out of my tuchus. Ken Rosenthal wrote a really good wrote a piece. It's a good story, and it's worth reading. It's not very kind to the Nationals.
No.
Okay? The headline is, Rosenthal, Nationals remain among MLB's bottom feeders despite lengthy rebuild. So what people do is they see that, and they respond to that. Bottom feeders, what are you talking about? They're not in last place. They're a game and a half behind the Braves. This year, that's correct.
Yeah.
Over the time period that Rosenthal talks about in the first paragraph, they have the third most losses in baseball since they won the World Series. They're ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates by a single loss at the time of publication. Mm. And the Rockies by 14. The Rockies have been a 4A team. They have been a disaster. Washington wasn't in a rebuild the entire time, and even as they are, it has not gone as well as it could in terms of some of the results. Now, I'm here to tell you there are positive elements. That's obvious. You go to the ballpark, you see Mackenzie Gore, right, leads the league in strikeouts. You watch James Wood, you watch C.J. Abrams. It's not as if nothing is happening. They're not moribund. They're not a disaster. But over the big picture, the whole point here, is they're among the dregs. They're among the bottom feeders. And this rebuild is kind of in the middle of taking forever. Here is the point of this column. This is from the column. Since winning the World Series, the Nationals ranked third in the majors in losses, one behind the Pirates, 14 behind the Rockies. At 24-29 this season, they're on pace to avoid their fifth straight 90-loss campaign. Barely. Ownership's lack of investment is partly to blame. The Nationals opened with a top 10 payroll 7 out of 8 seasons between 14 and 21, but in the past 3 years have averaged in the bottom 10. A perhaps even bigger problem is the team's failure in player development, as well as amateur and international scouting, going back more than a decade. Failures that President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo's spectacular return for Juan Soto at the 2022 trade deadline can mask only so much. And it goes on from there to provide all the examples. So here is the thing. In my view, this is when you walk around thinking that you look good someone tells you you don't, you can do two things. You can look in the mirror or you can get mad about it.
Yeah.
Lino, I'll turn it over to you.
He hits a lot of the stuff on the head. I keep making excuses for this ownership group, and that, and I'm phrasing it that way because when I talk to folks like yourself, Grant, Chris Russell, they tell me, come on, guy. You can only give them so much rope. You know what I continue to go back to since we want to talk about, you know, post-World Series. I still think it's incredible. They didn't get to capitalize financially off of what every pro sports team gets to do
when they win.
It's not about the year that you win. It's about the years after, getting that gate revenue and people being more invested in your product. Like for the Commanders, they go to the NFC Championship game, and now everyone's walking around wearing the logo. Everyone's back invested. The Nats missed out on that chance from a popularity standpoint here locally and then a financial standpoint. And the financial standpoint is what I really want to harp on here. Do they lose Juan Soto if COVID doesn't happen?
Yes.
You think regardless that was a done?
Nobody was signing him for $750 million before he was a free agent. He was going to free agency no matter what.
Period. Yeah. Okay. So there's that. Can I say it's up for debate? Maybe, but I'll take your word on that. The bottom line, though, and I love the way that you put it, the first couple of comments under this Rosenthal heater are diehard Nats fans that can see no wrong from the team, from the ownership group. What I wonder, since we're talking player development and things of that nature, it feels like whenever we talk Nats and we're being negative about the group, the learners are at the forefront of the conversation. Where does Mike Rizzo land in all of this, right? Because Mike Rizzo is good for, like we all say, a couple of things, right? We know at the deadline he's going to swindle you in a trade. We know when you do have money to spend, he's enough of a wordsmith and got enough charisma and character to go convince a Max Scherzer to come here to D.C. So where does he fall in this, though? Like, because it feels like all the anger, especially in this piece, is pointed toward the ownership group.
So that, well, here's the next part.
Okay.
Good teams both spend and develop. The Nationals do neither. So while the Nats hold the number one pick in this year's draft, selecting in the same spot where they landed Steven Strasburg in 09 and Bryce Harper in 2010, the end of the rebuild is not necessarily in sight. So we talked about this while they were good and while they kind of kickstarted this rebuild. This organization did a lot of stuff well, and they did. Okay. Draft and develop over this period was not one of them.
Yeah.
There's a reason that they're not the Dodgers, right? During a period, they were right there with some of the teams that spend one or two or right at the top of payroll. But you go back to post-Anthony Rendon in 2011, Alex Meyer, Brian Goodwin, Lucas Giolito, Eric Fetty, Carter Kieboom, Dane Dunning, Seth Romero, Mason Denenberg, Jackson Rutledge, Cade Cavalli, not until Brady House, who's on his way, and Elijah Green just got sent back down to rookie ball, by the way, the 2022 first-round pick. Tough. So San Diego's version of Elijah Green, James Wood, big athletic guy, raw tools, is a superstar in the making.
Yeah.
The Nationals' version, Elijah Green, is down a rookie ball because he wasn't hitting his weight, I think, at low A. So the drafting and developing wasn't there. You have to go back to Steven Strasburg, the last time they drafted a pitcher that they developed in-house an organization that consistently performed at a medium to even high level for them. Eric Fetty's the next closest, who it took him leaving and going to Japan and then now kind of breaking out again with a couple other teams. This is not what they do well. It's just not. And that's on the people in charge of that. That's whether that's Rizzo, whether that was Johnny DiPuglia for years, whether that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Scouting director, this international guy, et cetera, they've got a myriad of failures in that regard. And some of that is batting average, to borrow from the sport. Some of it you're going to miss. Every organization has misses. At any time
even the best.
You're drafting and developing and evaluating, that swing and a miss based on a conviction or otherwise happens all the time. What else happens all the time is you find the gem.
Yeah.
I always point to, for the Atlanta Braves, where is my Spencer Strider? Where is my guy that nobody thought was going to be a star that turns into a Cy Young candidate? Where's the guy that's the fifth or sixth round pick that's not just up here for an hour, playing decent center field in Jacob Young?
Right.
Where's my guy that turns into the stud that nobody saw coming? Everybody gets that. The Nats haven't for some time. So the answer is yes. Mike Rizzo has brought us a lot of good. Him and his regime have been, on the whole, still very, very, very positive for this organization. Taking us out of the post-Jim Bowden, Smiley Gonzalez era, thrusting them into relevance, filling in the gaps, finding some stars, building around them, supplementing with good pieces, everything from clubhouse guys to marquee signings. That didn't mean it was perfect. I mean, they signed Rafael Soriano to be the closer. Probably a mistake. They traded for Jonathan Papelbon. Probably a mistake. I'm not ripping him for those things. That happens. That's balls and strikes. But you look at the totality of basically a decade where they were awesome.
Yeah.
You can't fault that. Now you've got the worst of both. Again, according to this piece from Rosenthal, you've got the bare bones, unacceptable level of disinterest, lack of spending from the ownership group, and you've got an organization that's still 15 years behind in terms of developing some of their own guys. They've gotten better in that regard, and I getting to know some of those guys over there, talking about the player development side and guys in charge of scouting. I know these people personally. These are good folks who are grinding at it. Okay. Whether their hands are tied, we'll never know. I don't know exactly how it works.
Right.
But I do know this. They're getting better. That's still not good enough. Getting better isn't good enough. Are you as good as name that team? And the answer is probably not at this stage.
And it feels like it's a problem where ownership is not willing to spend and is so hands-off that maybe like, and this is not to try to axe any of the people that you're friends with over there, but like maybe you need some new scouts and player development people, but is the organization willing to pay for better new people? Like it's very complicated. The Mike Rizzo angle in this is what's interesting to me, because I feel like the more and more I think about it, anybody can go spend money, but can you be boots on the ground, develop the talent, go watch the guys throw, go watch the batting practice sessions and determine that guy's elite? The question for the fans too, Danny, may be like, do you have confidence that this will change? And if so, why? Because realistically speaking, You take the Juan Soto deal out of this thing, this roster's bare bones.
Well, that's the key part. Who are their best players right now in terms of WAR? James Wood, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore. Again, that's in terms of added WAR to this roster, right? All via that trade that you just referenced. Those guys are probably their chance at three All-Stars. Jake Irvin is the only guy that's truly, honest to goodness, homegrown, who has come up and has exceeded expectations and has been pretty good. I like Jake Irvin. I'm not sitting here ripping Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin ain't Spencer Strider. And I know that's not a fair standard to blame a guy for not being another guy. My point is, he's a helpful major leaguer. I got nothing against him.
Yeah.
But that's the best it's been.
Even if you hit more of those, though, Danny, you're a way better organization.
Exactly.
Jake Irvin's, what, a double? A triple? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You've said it very well.
So
you need six Jake Irvins.
Yeah.
And instead of giving at-bats to, God bless him, he's an awesome dude, but instead of giving 600 at-bats this year to Josh Bell, I need my offensive Jake Irvin.
Yeah.
I need that guy to come up through the organization. That hasn't happened here since Anthony Rendon, a guy they drafted in the first round that showed up and blossomed. And that, again, this is what's been missing.
Yeah.
So the answer to all of it is yes. And Rosenthal spares nobody here. Everybody catches it from him. Also kind of points at, and this is where we get back into the ownership part of it, the dire straits that they're in terms of this ownership group. The only person they've extended and given a contract to is Steven Strasburg, basically. They found K-Bear Ruiz.
Yeah.
They got him on a, frankly, bamboozled him to a degree. Found him on the ultimate team-friendly deal. He subsequently fired his agent afterwards, and Rosenthal points that out, and he's pretty much statistically one of the worst catchers in baseball, both defensively, got off to a nice start offensively, but has since cooled. And he paints a picture here, Rosenthal does, where it's borderline hopeless of re-signing some of these guys. So to your point of, is it going to change? Not here, according to Ken Rosenthal.
Now, is that because of the old Boris tax? Is that why some of these guys won't get re-signed? We know, I think Abrams is with Roc Nation, so he's the only guy from him, Wood, and Gore that aren't, you know, Boris dudes. It's tough because if you're a Nats fan out there and you feel like that there's no hope for this, I feel for you. There are a lot of passionate baseball people out there, and this is tough when – and this is the thing about all bad organizations in pro sports, Danny – they all have one thing in common, bad ownership. So,
even if this from the story, even if the Nationals are hell-bent on retaining Abrams, their track record of extending core players is not good. Strasburg twice was an exception, signing an extension, then re-signing as a free agent. Harper and third baseman Anthony Rendon left, although in Rendon's case it proved to be a blessing. Soto and shortstop Trey Turner were traded. Soto, after the Nationals offered him 15 years, $440 million, that fell short of his price in free agency by $325 million. Among current Nationals, the only player signed beyond next season is catcher K-Bear Ruiz, whom Rizzo acquired from the Dodgers at the 2021 deadline as part of the return for Trey Turner and pitcher Max Scherzer. That deal, along with the trade of Kyle Schwarber and others, marked the start of the Nationals' rebuild. Ruiz, in the third year of an eight-year $50 million deal, was one of the worst catchers in the game in 23 and 24, opened the current season on the hot streak, but has since regressed. According to the StatCast, he continues to rate poorly as a blocker and a framer, and is only average as a thrower. So, and he also paints the picture here of Gore, Abrams, and others basically walking as soon as they get a chance. Not much in the farm system, ranks 17th out of 30. It's a bleak picture. 800-636-1067. Rosenthal took this org to task. Everybody pretty much caught some. Is it fair? Is it a fair assessment right now? While the team is playing well, they've won 7 of 10. They're scrappy. There's a lot going well with a lot of this young core. It paints a pretty bleak picture here on the back end of that, though. 800-636-1067. Is it all right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.